U.S. blocks Saud redirects 100 vessels. The U.S. has been enforcing its six-week-long blockade of Iranian ports since April 13, with support from over 200 aircraft and warships. This mission aims to prevent vessels of all nations from entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas, including those in the Arabian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. The operation is being led by Central Command, CENTCOM, which has reported that it has successfully redirected 100 commercial vessels during this period. The blockade has had a significant impact on global shipping, with commercial vessels unable to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, a vital waterway connecting the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea. The U.S. military's efforts have largely halted all commercial shipping in the area, with only a few ships per day able to make it through, mostly those linked to Iran. This has led to concerns about the global economy and the potential for supply chain disruptions. The mission has also had an impact on humanitarian aid, with 26 vessels carrying essential supplies allowed to pass through despite the blockade. However, this has been offset by the fact that four ships have been disabled as a result of the U.S. blockade. The operation's effectiveness in preventing Iranian vessels from entering or leaving the region is being closely monitored. The use of automated signals by Iranian-linked vessels has made it harder for tracking flows in real time, potentially allowing them to evade detection. This has raised concerns about the potential for Iran to continue its activities despite the U.S. blockade. The operation's impact on global trade and commerce remains a pressing concern. The U.S. military's efforts have been supported by CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper, who stated that the mission has squeezed Iran economically. However, this assessment is being met with skepticism by some experts, who argue that the true impact of the blockade remains unclear. The operation's effectiveness in achieving its goals will be closely monitored in the coming weeks. The blockade's economic impact on Iran is a significant concern for the global economy, particularly given the country's reliance on oil exports. The U.S. military's efforts have raised questions about the potential for supply chain disruptions and their impact on global trade. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how effective the U.S. blockade will ultimately prove to be. The operation has also highlighted the challenges of enforcing maritime law in a rapidly changing global environment. The use of advanced technologies such as drones and artificial intelligence is being explored by the U.S. military to enhance its ability to track and monitor vessels. However, these efforts must be carefully balanced against concerns about privacy and security. As the situation continues to evolve, it remains to be seen how the U.S. blockade will ultimately impact global trade and commerce. The operation's effectiveness in achieving its goals will depend on a range of factors, including the level of cooperation from other nations and the ability of the U.S. military to adapt to changing circumstances. One thing is clear, however, the blockade has had a significant impact on global shipping and commerce. The long-term implications of the U.S. blockade remain uncertain, but one thing is clear, it has sent a powerful message about the U.S. commitment to enforcing its sanctions against Iran. The operation's effectiveness in achieving this goal will depend on a range of factors, including the level of international cooperation and the ability of the U.S. military to adapt to changing circumstances.